Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Did you know that there's a dietary supplement that is also an FDA-approved pharmaceutical? In fact, there's more than one, but today I want to focus on just one. It's NAC. Not, you have a knack for design. No, the NAC in this case stands for N-acetylcysteine. Now, I'll talk about the uses for the different forms, but let's describe what it is first. N-acetylcysteine is a sulfur-containing compound that is produced in humans and other animals as well from the amino acid cysteine. It can also be made synthetically, but extracting from plants or made via bacteria is a much more extensive process. N-acetylcysteine is a critical chemical because it is used to make the major antioxidant called glutathione when combined with the amino acids glycine and glutamate inside cells. Various cells, especially liver cells, use glutathione in the phase 1 detoxification process. That allows fat-soluble chemicals to become water-soluble and therefore easier to excrete from the body. N-acetylcysteine is also a powerful antioxidant in and of itself. NAC also by itself can scavenge free radicals, especially in the mitochondria. More about that later. When it comes to helping the body detoxify, N-acetylcysteine is one of the best, if not the best, promoters of detoxification that we have. I guess the most important question is, why does N-acetylcysteine transcend both the supplement and medication categories? It's an interesting yet a puzzling story. N-acetylcysteine is used as a pharmaceutical to treat acetaminophen overdose by the process I just described as a phase 1 detoxification promoter. That's the important statement. As a treatment prescribed by physicians, usually in the emergency room, after a suspected acetaminophen overdose. That means it has been tested at the proper doses in clinical trials and found to be effective. The Food and Drug Administration rule was that to be considered a dietary supplement, it must have been available as a supplement before the FDA approved N-acetylcysteine as a drug. The FDA found that there was no evidence it was manufactured or produced as a dietary supplement before 1963. Therefore, it's a drug. But wait, they have determined that for now, they will not pursue any manufacturers or distributors of supplement N-acetylcysteine unless they violate labeling laws. In other words, don't say it can be used as a treatment. That means the availability as a supplement can be taken away at any time. And sure enough, that almost happened in 2020. Several companies put together mixtures of supplements that were being used for the day after. The day after what? The heavy consumption of alcohol. It was supposed to bring back energy levels quickly. That was flagged as a treatment, and the FDA threatened to pull the supplement from the marketplace. The company ceased and desisted with the claims they were making about the nutrient blend, and the threat subsided. But that was not before large companies, even like Amazon, pulled the product from being sold on its website. As of this recording, it is available everywhere again, and there appear to be no issues in sight, so let's stick to what N-acetylcysteine can do in both arenas. In addition to acetaminophen poisoning, medical N-acetylcysteine can be used for a variety of conditions, especially because there are no issues with pregnancy or with children. The medical N-acetylcysteine is approved as a mucolytic. That means it can help break up mucus in the lungs for people with asthma, pneumonia, or even chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's good to keep in mind that medical N-acetylcysteine may be a secondary treatment option, not the first treatment in the regimen. Now, beyond that, there are a variety of conditions that medical N-acetylcysteine has been used with varying results, and found on the Medline Plus section of the National Institutes of Health. Now remember, these are the potential uses of medical N-acetylcysteine. Chest pain, when used with the drug nitroglycerin. Autism. N-acetylcysteine by mouth might improve irritability in children and adolescents with autism. Chronic bronchitis, obviously with the mucus buildup. High levels of homocysteine in the blood, a possible risk factor for heart disease. High levels of cholesterol or other lipids in the blood. And, of course, for something like the flu. Let me be clear. These are potential uses for medical N-acetylcysteine as treatments for diseases and conditions that may be prescribed by a physician. I know what some of you are thinking. I just purchase it as a supplement and use it the same way. That would be a mistake, because while there are no safety data to indicate that it's in any way harmful, we don't practice medicine on ourselves because we would have an unqualified doctor treating us. What you should do, talk to your physician about whether you should use it or not. Let's turn to the way that I think is the best way to use supplemental N-acetylcysteine. Based on what I've read in the literature, the most important role is its role in mitophagy. Simply stated, mitophagy is the process of housekeeping inside the mitochondria, removing remnants of damaged or failing mitochondria and recycling the components. The process also stimulates the production of new mitochondria. The byproducts of the electron transport system that uses oxygen as well as ions to make ATP produce toxic things in the cells, known as free radicals. Whether as N-acetylcysteine or in making glutathione, the cleanup process makes the cells function better again. Now think about it for a second. Your brain and your heart function 24/7. They have a constant need for ATP, and most of it comes from the aerobic electron transport system. If your brain cells or heart cells can't make enough energy to keep things operating at peak efficiency, you're going to suffer consequences that can range from fatigue to foggy thinking, or in extreme cases, the buildup of heart disease in one form or another. By making sure the mitochondria are fresh with no residue builds up, that means the energy supply will keep flowing. N-acetylcysteine can also be used to support liver health in the normal detoxification process. Environmental toxins and medications have to be processed before they can be eliminated, and providing a powerful detoxing nutrient can help keep your liver healthy. Just by focusing on those two traits attributed to N-acetylcysteine, they can impact other organs in a positive way as well. I've taken N-acetylcysteine for a couple of years now. I take it together with another amino acid called glycine. Taking them together contributes to the production of glutathione and many other biochemicals critical to bodily functions. Well, I hope that gives you a clearer understanding about a supplement that's also used as a medication. Just remember, talk with your physician if you want to take it as something for a condition you may have. But for more energy and potentially a healthier liver and mitochondria, you can use it as a supplement. And that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.